Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Hey, putting a price tag on a home that you're trying to sell, it's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing. Even for me as a real estate agent, I have to go through a variety of analysis to come up with a proper price for a property. And it involves looking at the comparables of homes that are similar, if they're there, near where you live. And near means in the neighborhood and then outside that neighborhood to a few neighborhoods around, kind of a micro and then macro look. It's looking at the trend, the overall demand trend based on economic factors in the local region. It's the time of year. What time of year a property goes on the market really makes a difference on whether I price it more aggressively or less aggressively. That's all covered in the Market Ready Guide, free publication that you can download at ericstewartgroup.com. It'll tell you how to get your house ready. So, hey, putting a price tag is tricky. So, for one, it's your home, right? It's crammed full of your memories, hopes, dreams, and all that stuff can cloud your thinking and lead you towards a wrong price. And there are consequences. You shoot too high, your home can languish on the market for months and maybe not sell at all. That's not what you want, right? Price it too low and you could bilk yourself out of a whole lot of dough. That's why I'm going to guide you through a tough but critical decision. And, you know, I've got a home selling guide called the Market Ready Guide, which will help you think through how do I price my house? What kinds of things will make me money when I put my house up for sale? So you might have a dollar figure already in your mind, and that's not a bad thing. I listed a home last weekend for a couple. It's kind of a funny story. I went in and met with this couple, and they were interviewing several different realtors, and they decided to hire me to sell their home. And at the end of it, I asked them, this is, you know, a couple hours at the house, and she said, why'd you hire me? And she said, well, I got to tell you the truth. I'm a staunch feminist, and I really wanted to hire a woman. But I really like your processes. You've got the processes in place to execute the things that you're promising, and I can see that in what you're offering me. And I said, well, thank you. That's so wonderful. And she said, but I did really want to hire a woman. I turned to her and I said, well, I am a woman. For a moment, it was quiet, but then we all started laughing. Anyway, so we've got the processes at the Eric Stewart Group to help you sell your house and to get top dollar. So you might have a dollar figure in mind, and this couple did. Okay, they had them in their mind, and actually where I came in on my pricing was exactly where they thought they should be, and that's wonderful, but that's not always the case, okay? Perhaps it's sometimes based on what you paid originally, plus a little bit extra because you want to cover the cost of selling, because homes appreciate, right? Well, maybe yes, maybe no, right? Well, while a hefty increase in value is nice in theory, and for a lot of my sellers, they've benefited. Having bought a home 30, 40 years ago, prices have gone up quite a bit over that long period of time. But it's really up to the market. The market dictates how much your property's worth. That means the demand. I've got people who purchased homes 10 years ago, and their value is almost at a break even, meaning it fell and hasn't quite gotten back to where it needs to be. And you know who you are. Think of it this way. Would you buy a banana for a buck if those same bananas were on sale down the block for 69 cents? Well, of course not, unless they throw the word organic on it or something, right? Of course, a home isn't really, it's no banana. If you can buy a house here for $400,000, you can buy a house down here for $300,000. Unless the value in that $400,000 house is so significant, so very clear, either in the views out of the property, the way it's been finished, the updates, and so on. You know, we have a home in Upper Marlboro that is, it's exquisite, single family house. That for the area, the price does not justify what we're asking, but the property itself is unbelievably well done. Bathrooms, kitchen, and so on. It's just the value is there, and it's obvious. And we just need to wait for the right buyer who can see that value, right? No matter what you pay for your home, market values fluctuate. Both up, both down. They can work for you or against you, but all that matters on the open market is what buyers are willing to pay you now. So we use lots of different kinds of tools. As I mentioned, best way to get a handle on your sale and the prices is find prices of similar sized homes in your neighborhood, otherwise known as comparables or comps, as we call them. For example, if a house near by your house with the same square footage and number of bedrooms and baths and in similar conditions sold for $600,000 within the last 3 months, you can bet your own price is probably going to be in that ballpark, but it's not going to be that far away from it unless you have some other great benefit to offer that they don't. For a quick snapshot, several websites, including you know, ericstewartgroup.com and others, they offer automated valuation models. You can go to our website, type in your information, request us to give you a market evaluation, basic market evaluation of your home. We can do that for you. There are others out there like Zillow. You've heard me complain about Zillow because they have this algorithmic formula that they use. And sometimes the values that I get for listings from Zillow are just so completely wrong. They're off by 30%. It's horrible. And I can't tell you that sellers sometimes worry that buyers are going to look at that and then underestimate their value. Please don't worry about Zillow. The impact of Zillow on the market is negligible. Nobody's put eyes on your house. Nobody has come into your property. They don't know how much square footage you have finished. They're just basing it on what other houses have sold in your general area, and they don't know what you have. You can get the idea that your house is worth a lot more than it is the same way. If you have a smaller house, the algorithmic formula ends up bringing the price up based on what else is around you. You need to have your real estate agent take a look, price it. You know, ask me, how do I come up with a certain amount of money? Look into the comps in the area yourself. Once you're able to pore over the info, you'll be able to see the price range yourself. When someone calls me and wants to work with me, they've decided they're going to work with us, we will start feeding them information on every property that comes on the market in their area so that they're in the know all the way through the process of selling their home. We need to factor in the upgrades with a grain or two of salt, okay? You pour $10,000 into a brand new chef's kitchen or $15,000 to install in an in-ground swimming pool. In this area, some people spend $50,000 to $60,000 to $100,000 on a pool. So, sweet, it sounds great. It stands to reason that you'd make that money back when you sell, but really that's not the case. Convert a basement to a living area and you're only going to get 69% of your costs back. If you refinish your hardwood floors, for instance, you will actually get 100% return, which will pay for itself and make you money. You'll actually get a 2-for-1, in my opinion, on floors and walls and decluttering. You'll get a 10-for-1 because you're increasing the sense of overall space. But your hot tub and other things like this, you're not necessarily going to make money from them. Yes, it's nice, and yes, there's value to it, but you're not going to get 100% of what you put into those things, which is why it's imperative that you not spend money doing things to your house until you have a professional realtor walk through. And if you contact us at the Eric Stewart Group, one of my team will come by. There's no obligation. We'll walk you through and tell you what kinds of things will make you money. If you're worried about that, even if you're not moving for a year or two, don't hesitate. Please give us a call at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. You know, we're about helping you. We want to inform you and help you through the process. Now, you want to leave a little bit of wiggle room sometimes when you sell your house. So people love to negotiate, but if, you know, depending on the time of year, I like to price sharp at certain times of the year and then hold off presenting offers for 6 to 7 days to try to create competition, get multiple offers. Love that. Had a house, multitude of houses we sold last year, multiple offers sold above list price because we priced things that way and we brought them into this early spring market. Sometimes you need to price it a little bit higher, give yourself a little bit of wiggle room. You want to make sure you've got great photos of the inside, price with the internet in mind. You really want to price your house at the fulcrum number, as I call it. Now, that means you price at a round number, not just under or just over. I've been saying this for 10 years now. If you have a house that's worth $295, you're better to price it at $300, folks, because buyers between $250 and $300 and $300 and $350 will find your property. All right. Now, sometimes testing with a soft rollout, what I call my quiet listing, is really a good idea because choosing a price can be a little scary. Consider that if we soft roll out information about your property and coming soon, that kind of thing, without officially listing the house in the multiple listing service, I can get a sense of where things might be, and then we can correct just before going live in the open market. Okay, if it's time for you, you can read more about this on our blog if you go to ericstewartgroup.com. Thanks to Angela Coley from Realtor.com for a lot of the information I just provided. We will give you a free market evaluation of your home now if you'd like to give us a call. Toll-free, 800-900-9104. Remember, it's 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on hiring the Eric Stewart Group. If you're not quite ready, free resources available at ericstewartgroup.com. Go to the resources section, download any of the guides we have on how to downsize or how to get your house ready or how to sell a house as is. We have a PDF on that. Some people don't want to sell their homes fixed up. They'd rather just, you know, shut the door, say goodbye, maybe even leave everything behind that they don't want. We love doing that kind of sale. We love helping you in that situation. If you're interested, again, go to ericstewartgroup.com. All right, well, hey, I've got another quick break coming up, and I'll be back with more right after this.